Time to bring in a legend.
Are you nervous before you perform or what?
Let me do it this way. I don't need a laxative.
Crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Prince of Darkness, Ozzy Osbourne! How are you, Ozzy?
Very tired. It's very early in the day for Ozzy Osbourne.
First of all...
Oh, I haven't wrapped up my bat wings yet.
First of all, let me say thank you for, A, getting up so early.
Is this a dream?
Is it like a bad dream? Yeah. How are you? What time did you wake up?
I don't know, about 7:15 to 7, it's like one of them numbers that I don't really like.
Yeah, yes. You look quite fresh, though, considering.
The wife threw a bucket of water over and threw me out on the street and said I'll see you at 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Now, did you have to get up? Did she go back to bed?
She's still in bed now.
That is outrageous. You know? She should at least support you in your hour of need.
She did. She said goodbye, darling. I'll see you later.
You support her with X Factor, don't you? She should be here.
Mm.
Ozzy, I love you.
It's not one of them kind of interviews.
No. It's not a specialist station.
No, it's not. I just love it. I'm so excited that you come in to see us.
Well, thank you.
It's my pleasure. You look great, by the way, man.
Thank you. Keep fit. Don't do anything bad anymore. I'm quite boring to go out with. I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do anything bad anymore.
I think if I'm right, I think you will have just passed 18 months dry.
That's right.
So congratulations. Well done, man. Although I like a drink.
I used to love a drink. The problem is I used to wake up in funny rooms with bars, you know.
Now, do you feel as though you're at a place now where you've done it and you've got through it and now you're like, I am now cool and I'm all right?
I just got fed up with it, you know. At one time it was my best friend, then it turned into my worst enemy because I'd wake up and dodgy places all the time. You know. I didn't enjoy it anymore.
Right.
You know, I used to have a drink and have a good laugh. It's the laugh stopped. And, you know, I drank because I needed to instead of rather than I wanted to. I was an alcoholic. You know?
Yeah. Well, bless you. Look at you, fighting fit.
I wouldn't go so far.
Well, fit.
I got a bit of a bad hair day this morning.
I can never tell the difference. I like the fact that you've... who are the guys that you brought with you this morning? Because you brought a fellow who looks like Harry Hill, the comedian.
Who's... Oh, I don't know. Who's Harry Hill?
He looks like one of your guys. Don't worry about it. Anyway, so... how are you since the quad bike incident?
Well, funny you should ask that. It happened just... I think it was about 18 months ago. That happened or something.
Mm.
In this... Now it gets winter, my shoulders really... ache all the time.
Really?
I have to take them big ibuprofen things just to... And I've got to set up some more surgery to get the... I've got the rods and the plates and all that.
You're like the bionic man.
When I go through an airport, it's fun. I think they caught Bin Laden, you know.
Because you don't remember...
I don't remember.
You don't remember it at all, but you've seen it. You've seen the footage.
I can't watch it.
It's scary.
It wasn't too funny when I come out of a coma after 8 days.
Well, I'm not...
But
laughing,
you know what I was told, you know... I went down this dip in the field, and somebody goes, he thinks he was a bomb crater from the Second World War, so the Nazis got me in the end, anyway.
Well, anyway, you're doing well, and you're all fine, and you're here, and it's great.
Thank you.
Now, I'm going to talk to you about your family and music and all that stuff and the usual stuff that everybody asks you all the time. But
don't ask me about bats, doves. Peeing up the other man.
I won't do any of that.
Why not?
Because I know it now. Well, I know. I watched the... last night, I watched the video of the ITV documentary that was on.
I haven't seen that yet?
I'll lend you a copy. It's very good. You're great at it.
Was I?
Yeah.
I can't even remember if I was. That's one thing that happened from years of alcohol.
Yeah.
Your memory's gone.
Well, you were saying after the quad bike thing, your short-term memories started going a bit loopy.
I can't remember what I did 5 minutes ago.
Really?
I can remember what I did when I was like 5 or 6 or 10, you know.
Well, just so you know, about 5 minutes ago, I lent you £10,000.
Oh, my memory's coming back. No, right. I never.
But no, I know, so I watched the... Obviously, I watched the Osbournes, the TV show and all that and the... And Amy was on the documentary, so it wasn't on the TV show.
Yeah, yeah, but she up. Do you mean you're talking about the Osbournes?
Yeah,
she upped it out. She didn't want to do it.
No, she's cute.
She's beautiful.
She's very cute.
Very beautiful.
But she speaks posher than everybody else. No,
because she doesn't hang out with us, you know.
Right.
But when we all have a family feud, she gets a bit like unposh.
Really? I like that. Because I like the thing that Kelly and Jack have, where they, when they start shouting and ranting and raving, they go from British to American, back to British again. Their accent kind of swings all over the place.
Yeah.
Whereas yours stays exactly the same.
Yeah, until I go on stage, and when I go on stage, I turn into this brummy American, you know. All right, Jackie, there you go. How far out?
Do you think Amy ever regrets not being on the programme?
Well, no, because... Well, she hasn't said anything. I think deep down inside she wishes she had appeared on something, but she just went categorically, no way, my life's my life.
She's fair enough.
You know, which,
someone say she was very wise.
Well, in a lot of ways, yeah, because the other two couldn't, it happened so quickly. Yeah. I mean, I have got no idea about television. The television world... He's like beyond me. I don't know how it works, how they get the ratings and whatever. So every couple of days, they'd phone in from the central office on MTV and go, it's got up to a 17.9. I'm thinking, what are they talking about? Earthquakes or what? And so I wonder, everybody's jumping, I'm giving everybody high fives, and I'm sitting there like a dog going, well, what's the deal? And they go, it's a 23.9. I go, okay, guys, could you calm down? Make that into records. Like, if that was records, how many records would I have sold? They said it would make Thriller look like a joke.
And there you go.
And then I'm going, hey, hey!
Well, the show's got the show's done now. You're not doing any more.
Well, we are on the tapes. There's a lot more episodes we could do. The ones they wouldn't show. They couldn't get to the board of, you know, TV program or whatever.
DVDs.
But we're gonna Sharon will no doubt do something in the distant future.
When she gets out of bed.
When she gets out of bed for the X Factor.
Well, exactly. Do you know what I mean? Go on.
I don't see that much of it. As she goes in, walks in, I'm walking out, or vice versa. Because we're both it's a big working family now with the kid. Yeah. Jack just did this mountain. Did you see him do that mountain climb?
I've got to say, I didn't see much of the stuff that he did, but that's the one episode that I saw. And I've got to say, in all honesty, and please don't take this the wrong way, but I completely changed my opinion of Jack after that episode. Because before, I had a view that he was whatever. And after that, I tell you what, he's got balls of steel.
He looks great, your Jack, now.
Looks amazing.
The Osbournes TV show hit so quickly and so rapidly that, like, I went to bed one night in one world and woke up in a completely different world.
Sure.
Like, the road was blocked up with people. I thought we were having a drug bust or something, you know.
How many days a week? How did it work out in terms of when they were filming and when they weren't?
Four or five cameras from 7 or 6 in the morning till whatever time they wanted to go home.
Every day?
At the beginning, every day. But then I says, you know, Sharon, it was fun for about a week. They're coming up one day when there's nothing. But then on the nothing day, I found out they had hidden cameras, which got me upset. I was going to say something else. But like, I'm going to realise I was just told not to say any foul language. But it got me rather upset,
But I mean, there must have been times then when you just thought, what have we done? You know, what have we done here by allowing everybody
it's kind of like okay, this is great, you know, for the first week, and people start recognizing you that wouldn't normally recognize you. First season goes over. I mean, in the first season, I met the royal family, the president of America.
Sure,
here's what all these people that I wouldn't normally meet. I mean, it was a lot of fun, you know, played at the royal jubilee thing. I'm thinking this is great, you know. Then it's like when you're a kid and you go to a party and the blancmange tastes good, and after half of that you think, well, I'm getting about enough, and you're still pounding it down. And you got it's kind of that feeling, you know. And then you go from that to resentment, and you go from that to you feel like a caved animal in the end, because you can't go in, because mm-hmm. the camera's there, and everywhere you go, the camera's funny. I mean, I was in a shop one day with a camera, and it's, if you want to get a tract of attention, have a camera follow you. In about 10 minutes, you got like 500 people going, oh, it's him, it's him!
I just like the fact that then, and obviously, if you want to go to the shops, they need to bring their film crew with them, get
everywhere.
Permission to film, get there before you get there, so then film you getting you out of the car,
yeah.
and all that.
Oh, yeah. Everywhere, it's like selling your soul to the devil, but saying that...
I bet the money was great.
The wife took care of that. I got a picture, a signed picture of something. And then...
You should put your foot down. Tell her you want some spending money.
My wife's the best spender. She can always beat me. I don't like shopping. I don't like spending. I'm not tight. But if I want a pair of blue jeans, I go and buy a pair. She'll buy 500 pairs and pick. You know, and they'll still be in the wardrobe next year till they go out of fashion. They'll go into an Oxfam bag and she'll go and buy some more. Women have got it down to a fine art, you know.
Oh, it's a job for women shopping.
Oh,
it's a job. It's a hobby.
Sometimes I go, oh no. I'm in a department store with my wife, you know, and it's like, beam me up, Scotty, get me out of here, you know?
Does Sharon do the same thing with you that every other girlfriend and wife does with their man? Do you end up sitting on a chair outside a dressing room?
Absolutely.
Going, it's, yeah,
they
one,
now
that,
have They now have these stools for men in, you know, girls, ladies' clothes shops and department stores. They have stools outside the dressing rooms where blokes like you and me can sit there, normally playing with your phone, because there's something to do, isn't it, while they try on six different colours in the same
yeah,
top.
True.
I get so bored shopping with my girlfriend, and I don't know what it is, and I can't help it. I yawn all the time. I can't help but yawn. Yeah. And she's going, do you like the black one or do you like the grey one? I'm like, they're both really nice. And I don't mean to be yawning, but I just...
And then that thing, look, I can't even ask you a question. And my wife does this to me. I go, we're getting dressed to go out somewhere, and she'll go, I go, what shall I wear? She goes, how old are you? How old are you? You're 50, what? And you have to still ask me? And I go, okay, I'll go and pick up. So I'll go in and get, oh, I'll wear that. Everything's black, what I wear,
right,
anyway.
Sure.
So I'll have that black one. And so I'll come out and she'll go, you are joking. And I go, well, I did ask you. And she'll go, well, come on, baby, I'll pick daddy something. And I go, well, I did ask you.
Right, Ozzy Osbourne is here. You're going to hang around for a while and just chill out with us?
Yeah, it's
cool.
Good to be here.
Don't forget that £10,000 you owe me, by the way. That's problem. Right, Ozzy's here. We'll do Dave's Tedious Link next. James Blunt. It's all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's Paranoid by Black Sabbath or something.
Sabbath, yeah, that's what they're called.
Never heard of them, personally.
Neither have I.
Never heard of them. That's, you know, modern day music for you. It's old noise.
I
watch them on Top of Pops, I can't tell whether they're boys or girls with a lot of long hair. 36 years old, that song now.
36.
That makes me 43,
44. Yeah, you were 12 when you recorded that, weren't you?
I think I was just in my mum's belly when I recorded
it. Yeah, exactly. Seamless link, Dave?
Yeah. I think so. Do you know, I've not checked.
I'm sure there were problems aplenty in it.
You think?
As there always are. Gee, I can't believe Sharon didn't get him out of bed and come and join Ozzy for this interview. It's outrageous. How's Kelly, by the way?
I don't know what part of the world she's in, but she's doing really well.
Wherever she is.
Yeah.
She flies around like a butterfly. She's in one... She changes countries like I change my underpants, you know.
Once a week?
Once every month.
Right. It's half time on the show. It's a bit where Dave always says...
Let's get ready to run!
Check that out. Yeah. He's like our performing dog.
Hey?
Have you got a pet extra set of lungs?
Was that impressive?
Very impressive.
Thank you very much. I'd take a deep breath.
My hair dried my hair. You know?
Hey, if you just switch radio on, by the way, Mr. Ozzy Osbourne is here. And we played the record earlier, In My Life, which is out December the 5th.
2 days after my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
What would you like?
Anything. I don't know.
All right. Well, have a think, let me know.
All right.
Obviously, £100 limit. I'm not loaded. You know what I mean? Let's say a car. I can't afford it.
Do you still save presents for Christmas? I mean,
I hate Christmas. I hate birthdays.
So you don't? I mean, because obviously you've been, you know, a wealthy man. You can pretty much have what you want.
He's not wealthy. Sharon's wealthy.
Sharon's.
Ozzy gets pocket money.
But you must kind of think maybe in October, November, think I really want one of them. But I won't get it now. I'll get Sharon to get it me for Christmas.
No, I mean she'll get it whether you want it or not.
Right, okay.
I mean. I'm one of these guys that goes, oh, it's middle of nowhere, August. Sharon would like that, or one of the kids. Yeah. I hate to feel that I've got to go and buy a gift, yeah. You know. But I've got to go and buy a gift. I don't know.
And do you have to do the shopping as well?
No, I don't. I do not. I give him money and I can go shopping.
So you don't. You don't go to the shopping centre and get Kelly and Jackie.
When you're at my status, the shops come to you.
Oh, God.
It's Woolworths again.
That's Marks and Spencer's outside again. Bring it in, I'll have a look.
Come in, British Home Stores.
So you're not a big fan of Christmas?
I hate it.
Why?
It's just, I hate to think, you know, you've got to buy gifts.
Yeah. But don't you enjoy sitting around the dinner table with a rubbish party hat on, pulling crackers?
Yeah, it's all right when I had a few jars down my neck. I'd be still there from last Christmas, you know. But when the wine goes away, so it's boring, you know, sit there holding hands like morons and singing these silly songs.
But it's when it's like the 23rd of
December. It's for kids!
It's when it's the 23rd of December and you're stood in the middle of Brent Cross or Mary Hell or the Arndale Centre or something and you think you've got this list, you don't know where to start, you haven't bought presents for anybody.
That's why you buy vouchers for everybody.
Well, I know
it's
the gift of choice.
That's what he does.
The gift of choice.
He buys but you know what? I put thought and effort into my presents. Which is, I don't buy many, but you know, I put thought and effort in. You buy vouch. Tell Ozzy Osbourne, right? Look him in the eye and tell him what you bought for me one Christmas.
I bought you a Satsuma.
That's right.
But you always.
That's my kind of guy.
Wrapped it up. Didn't know what it was. Didn't know whether it was an apple or a Satsuma, did you?
Oh, the oh, it's so exciting. Well, I wonder what it may be. Is it an apple? Is it a plum? Oh, it was a Satsuma. Great. See you next year, Dave. Well, mind, I bought him a villa. You know what I mean? I don't know what I bought you, but it was something great. Yeah. That when we started doing on the show, before we started doing the getting up early to the breakfast show, I bought you all clocks. Really nice alarm clocks.
And I still use it now.
Yeah. What did you get me?
I don't know. I must have got you some. I got you something good, didn't I?
Two Satsumas.
Yeah, and a pair.
No, I bought you nice presents recently. I can't remember what, but...
You're getting better. Anyway, I don't want to have a go at you. It was almost like a moment there, wasn't it? So, Jack.
Yeah.
Lost a hell of a lot of weight.
Yeah.
And now climbs mountains.
Yes.
Now...
His next thing is... I think it's insane. He wants to run across the Sahara Desert.
That's ridiculous. Why do that when you can do it in a car?
Now, what? Get aeroplanes. That's why he invented planes and camels. And why would you want?
Exactly. That's you know why. Why
he jumps out of planes, skydiving, and I go, who? What do you want to dive out of a perfectly good plane for? You'd never get me doing that. No, I mean, as crazy as I am.
So for those of you who didn't see this, Jack went through. He lost a load. He shed load of weight, didn't he? And he started training.
He got into drugs for a while, then he thought that was a bad idea. He went to rehab, and he came out, and he says, "Dad, I'm gonna lose the weight, and I'm gonna do this television thing." Oh, Jack, I don't know what I can't remember what the show was called. He went. He'd never had a fight with anyone in his life. He learned how to Thai box. He beat a guy up in the ring in Thailand. Sharon and I went there to see that. Then he went running with the bulls. Then he climbed this sheer cliff thing of 4,000 feet, and then it backpacked down the other side, you know, and Sharon and I were there to see him come down. And it was so emotional. I mean, one guy went out the door, and a different guy came out.
It's completely different. And by the way, to be, you know, that story doesn't do it justice. You didn't see this, did you?
No, I didn't.
The mountain that he climbed, by the way,
was 4,000 feet high.
And took 5 days.
But I mean, incredibly...
And slept on ledges on the mountain. Now, personally, I think he's nuts. If it was me...
No, oh,
if that was me, and I'd lost all that weight and I looked better, I'd be out getting laid rather than climbing mountains.
I mean, he's addicted to it, and he loves it.
Credit where credit's due, because there's one thing saying to you, you know, when he came up to you and he said, right, Dad, I'm going to sort myself out and I'm going to lose the weight and get off the drugs and blah, blah, blah. But to actually have gone through what he's done and do all these things, and, you know, he looks fantastic now.
He does.
Although on his TV show that he did for Channel 4, he said that he was going to put me in the electric chair.
Did he?
Yeah. So, you know, for that, I'm not happy.
That'd be a good half an hour's entertainment.
What do you mean, the electric chair? Yeah, it's
one show in your mouth.
Yeah, one show only. There won't be a second series.
No, I'm cool.
Well, they could do Celebrity Fry-Up, couldn't they? And they could have a different one every week.
No, Dave, no, we're not frying people on television, you know?
That would be a good, you'd get a good audience.
And the audience could vote on who they wanted to go into the chair. You know, a bit like X Factor, but kind of the other way around.
Yeah, let's put Chico in the chair.
Yeah,
it's frying time! Have you, obviously you've met a lot of the X Factor. Chico is in your swimming pool with a live microphone.
I mean, I'm sitting there and he does that backflipping, and I go, Sharon, you got to have this guy. Because if they start throwing things at him, but actually, he's a very nice guy. And he's a good party guy, you know. He's a great guy to have at a party, but whether he's going to win or not, I wouldn't put money on it.
No, he won't because he can't sing. That's my opinion. But he's very, very
entertaining. Don't you think there's more talent this year, better talent this year than there was last year?
In all honesty, right, and I've said this before, I really like X Factor, but my favourite bit are all the auditions, when idiots come on who haven't got any talent. That's my favourite bit. When it comes to the live show, I couldn't care less. However, this year, I love it. I'm absolutely hooked. And they're all great. Well, you know, the majority of them are great.
You can kind of predict who's going to go. But I've asked Sharon, I said, I'll go to her. You know, it's kind of worked out, really. You can tell me. She goes, I don't know.
Mm.
So if it is worked out, she's keeping stum about it. Yeah. You know?
I think that the black guy, the bin man guy, Andy, he's effortless. And that Brenda, the big, what a voice!
She's great. She's a super chick.
What a voice. And then Chico... He dances well.
But he's a great performer.
He is a great performer.
No, I mean, you know, there's the
people... My time is it! It's frying time!
People have different skills, and he's a great performer.
I think we got him on tape somewhere saying it's Chico time or something like that. Anyway.
Love me or hate me, you cannot take this away from me, and you cannot deny me. And all I
can say
is this.
Go on.
What time is it?
It's frying time! Frying time! And the wheel on a big electric chair, right? And we plug him in. That's television.
I tell you, it's the way forward.
Hi, I'm Kate Thornton. Who will fry tonight? Find out after the break. Brilliant. Will it be Chico? Will it be the fellow who looks like Craig David? I don't know. Anyway, Rachel.
The lines are open for car park catchphrase. 08700 100 100. You need to be in a car, know your catchphrases, and be in a car park. That number again, 08700 100 100.
Girls allowed, biology.
Love me or hate me, you cannot take this away from me, and you cannot deny me. And all I can say is this.
Go on.
What time is it?
It's execution time!
Still to come, who will fry tonight? Find out in Execution Factor.
Sharon, who do you think should be executed? I don't want to execute anybody. Oh, this is so difficult. It'll have to be you, you know.
And then Ozzy's got to be the Grim Reaper, haven't you? You could do the big plunger.
Yeah.
All dressed in black.
All right, Sharon, I'll pull this. Hold him down.
We've got a show there.
Hey?
Get on the phone to Simon Cowell.
Celebrity Fry-Up, Execution Factor, or Chairway to Heaven. One way. We've got something.
Chairway to Heaven. Sparky the Magic Singer.
Oh, that's funny, man. Oh, dear. Ozzy Osbourne is in the studio this morning.
Thank you, gentlemen.
The double album Ultimate Sin is out November 28th, and In My Life, the single, is out December 5th, a couple of days after Ozzy's birthday, where he will be 40 years old this year.
What did you just say? The double album was?
The double album Ultimate Sin.
That's wrong.
What? Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
What's it called?
Undercover.
Oh,
it's, it's not a double album.
Do you know what? It is Undercover as well, because it's the...
Why have we... The Ultimate Sin was done when I was 12.
Maybe somebody's re-releasing it and trying to make some money out of you.
Yeah.
Or maybe we've got it wrong.
Maybe something from the Electric Chair Factory or whatever.
Yeah, do you know what? That's what it was. I got so excited with our TV show ideas.
The Ultimate Sin was like 1982 when I used to dress like Liberace on asses.
Sorry. I apologise.
I must admit, I did think it was an odd title for your new album.
Anyway, there's some
That's it now. They're all going to go and line it, or whoever wants to buy it, and say, can I have that double album, The Ultimate Din?
They could buy both.
Yeah. Yeah. It's Christmas. It makes a perfect Christmas present for somebody, or, you know, in your family or a loved one. And a loved one. Anyway.
And Chico.
And these, yeah.
You should do a duet with Chico.
No! Don't, seriously, that would kill Ozzy's career forever.
Ozzy and Chico.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
But you'd have to have a double chair then.
What time is it, Ozzy?
Oh, shut up, will you? It's 3 o'clock.
It's Chico time!
It's slap Chico time if you keep shouting.
Oh, dear. Chico will be up for that, definitely.
I think Ozzy and Chico works.
Really?
Yeah.
It's very flamboyant.
It is. Yeah. It's a new direction for you.
Oh, yeah. Where's the exit?
And what are the girls? The Conway sisters?
Yep.
Yeah, they can be backing vocalists. Yeah, they're going to go this week, I reckon.
What do you think?
The Conway sisters or Chico this week to go from X Factor. And my tip for the final three, I still stand at Shane, Brenda and Andy the Dustman. They're the final three. Yeah. That's what I say.
You said that from the start, didn't you?
Said that from the start. Okay, I'm always right. I can't help it. It's a gift. You know what I mean? But anyway, there you go. Right, we have some questions from our listeners, if that's all right.
All right.
What happens is, I will play, they will introduce themselves to you, they're all on tape, and then you can decide whether or not you want to hear their question. So you don't, if you don't like the sound of them, you can say, no, I don't like the sound of them. Okay, right, where are we? Alright, here we go, it's the first one then.
Hi Chris, hi Ozzy, my name's Liz, I'm from London, I'm a management accountant.
Okay.
Yep. Alright, here's the Liz's question.
My question for Ozzy is, what did you think when you saw Sharon kiss Simon Cowell on X Factor?
I wondered when she'd stop throwing up. I don't know, I mean, it's showbiz, I don't care.
It's not real, is it?
It's all pony.
Hi, Chris and Ozzy, it's Paul. I'm a telecoms engineer from Harrogate.
Paul from Harrogate. No?
Next one.
Okay. Next one?
Mm.
All right.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Ozzy. I'm an IT project manager. My name's Duncan and I'm from North London.
Okay.
You sure?
Yeah, go.
Okay. I mean, you might regret it.
Ozzy, what does bat taste like? Is it like chicken?
Boring.
I told you. This is a very random one.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Ozzy. My name is David Atkinson, and I work for a quarrying company based at Worksop.
All right.
Yeah.
My question, Ozzy, is: have you ever been mistaken for Ozzy Ardiles?
Who?
Ozzy Ardiles.
Who's that?
The footballer.
He used to play for Spurs. He's just another famous Ozzy.
No.
Don't look anything like him, actually.
Can I just say, the look of disgust on Ozzy's face where he's going, no, like that. Now, this is nice. You like this.
All right.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Ozzy. I'm Clayton. I'm an electrician, and I'm from Birmingham.
Okay, sorry, man.
On a scale of 1 to 10, individually, how proud are you of your children? And remember, no swearing.
Well, they're all a 10. I mean, 10 being the best or 10 being...
Well, 10 be the best.
They're all the 10.
Even Kelly?
Yeah.
I'd put her as a 9.
No, she's great. I mean, I don't think any different of any of them.
Oh, well, I do.
Not being asked a question.
You're not their father either.
Well, that's... No.
No, we're getting a bit personal here. He's my son.
Yeah.
He is?
Yeah. Don't have a go at my dad or me.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you the new Prince of Darkness?
No, heir to the Prince of Darkness.
That would mean that Kelly was my sister.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You into a bit of incense?
Oh! I'm into lots of candle burning and, yeah. and smells.
Yeah. I love incense.
You get plenty of that in my house.
Yeah.
And joss sticks.
I like that as well.
No, Amy though, since I saw Amy on the television, she's a cutie.
She's beautiful.
I like it. She got a boyfriend?
I'm not saying.
Okay, all right then. Yeah, but I'd be good. You know, if I'd turn up on your doorstep, I'm a presentable.
Well, my Kelly comes home every other week with some tattooed faced freak from. She comes home with all. You never know what Kelly's going to walk in the house with. Three legged men and. or the guys, oh, extra specially.
But you know what? Don't worry about that. It's when Jack starts bringing the same men home. That's when you've got to start worrying.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? Dad, this is my new fella.
How are you doing, Ozzy?
Oh, yeah. It's my new girlfriend, excuse the beard.
Right, here's. We're missing one? No. Okay, here's another one. Yeah, we are.
Morning, Ozzy. My name's Chris. I'm from Birmingham and I'm an account manager. And I have a question for you.
Go on then.
All right.
I'm a Lord Aston Villa fan and I'm curious that when you lived in Aston, did you support them? And do you still support them, as we could do with some financial help, i.e. a few million if you have it?
Right.
Well, I live just up the road from the Villa ground. I wasn't a great fan of football in general, but if I was asked do I support any team, I would have to say Aston Villa, because they're my home team. And as far as giving money to football people... I should be phoning them after this Christmas, and my wife's gone Christmas shopping for a few extra balls to sell or something.
While we're on the subject, by the way, obviously, Sharon is the, you know, keeps all your money.
No, she spends.
Spends. Well, on that subject, when you go home today, when you see her, can you ask her, I'd like a car for Christmas? Now, I've worked it out that you're loaded and you wouldn't miss 35 grand.
Well,
now I've gone for a mid-range convertible. I haven't gone for the over-the-top one. I think a mid-range 35, 40 grand car is.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll give you a phone number and have a conversation with her. And I was told before I came into the studio, Ozzy, if you could please mind your language, she would make me look like a saint.
Okay. I'd be too scared to talk to her.
Well, I am, and that's why I'm here. What do you think I'm going up so early in the morning for?
Well, do you know what? I've loved having you on the show today. I could talk to you all day.
It's been great. I'll have to do this again. It's been a fun laugh.
Do you have to go?
No, because I got this gentleman with his hand around my neck dragging me.
Well, I'll knock him out, Dad. Don't worry. I'll get rid of him for you. Well, look, if you want to stay, you're more than welcome to stay.
I've got other things.
No, you don't.
All right, I'll stay.
Yeah! Well, listen, you're a legend. And if you do, all right, we're going to do the news now, and if you stay, then great, but if not, I'll say goodbye. Does that
all
make
right.
sense?
Absolutely.
And then, you know, you don't feel as though you have to be here if you don't want to be here.
You're making it very awkward for
I know.
Me.
He's a busy man, he's probably got other appointments now.
Yeah, well, I'm going back to bed.
I appreciate that, and I don't want to lay it on thick, but I'm such a big fan, and I feel that you are like a father to me, Ozzy. And it's your decision if you want to leave us. Our life won't be the same. It will leave a void, a gap that just can't be filled. A gap that if you stayed, would be filled with love and happiness. And maybe I could get that car. And we could talk about Chico and killing him. But as I said, if you stayed, I'd love that. If you got a bugger off, then fair enough. I'd even get the name of the album right. And as I say, that's just me.
Tell you what, son. I have to go.
Oh, balls.
Taxi's upstairs waiting.
In My Life is out on December the 5th, and some album of some kind will also be out with covers on it.
Yeah, that's right.
There you go. But the back catalogue is still available. Just make sure that Ozzy has writing credits so that he gets the money.
Right.
There you go. And Osborne's DVDs. That gets money
and
too.
And if you want a trip down memory lane, pick up Ultimate Sin.
Yeah, which is a great album.
That's the worst album I ever made.
That's I don't buy that one. Which one should we buy, Reese? What? Give us an album. Reese.
I think he died.
He's selling your autographs.
Sabbath, bloody Sabbath.
Yeah, I'll do.
Yeah. Why not treat everybody in your family to a copy of Sabbath, bloody Sabbath?
Make this a Black Christmas.
I can't believe it. We've had Ozzy on for the last hour. I'm the one who swore.
See? Curse of Ozzy's getting you.
That is outrageous.
See what I did there?
Beep.
Yeah, exactly.
Ozzy, thank you very much, man.
God bless you, man.
Thank
although I hate Christmas, have a great time, guys. And have an extra fag for me.
Hey. Cigarette. Ozzy Osbourne, legend. Thank you. Right, get back into it then with...